the way I discovered you was you kind of putting out an ad about video services, right?
Right.
And so I was like, oh, this guy's a video guy. And I will admit, I have a very narrow way of looking at video people. I assume they're all like me, like cinephiles and eat, sleep, and breathe movies. But it's so rare when someone comes from a multidisciplinary background, and then all of a sudden I feel really insecure because I'm like, right. Damn, I'm just the video guy, not the music guy. And you know, right. This guy's cultured, has been all around the world and everything. But so that's really the pretense, the frame in which you and I kind of collided.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, as I started kind of probing and asking you more questions, you started going even deeper about, you know, for lack of a better term, like the simulation.
Yeah. Right?
And that's been something I've been thinking about quite a bit, off the cusp of our last conversation, which is, you know, I guess the being plugged in and being in the, what do they call it? The rat maze.
Yeah. The matrix.
Yeah. And being plugged out and kind of being more grounded. So yeah. You hit me up later and said that this would be a great forum to maybe talk about those abstractions.
Yeah.
Right. Are you interested in making art, whether if it's music that helps people unlock that? I mean, is that our place to plug? Are we Morpheus? Is that, as an artist, are we supposed to help people get out? What do they call it? Like the red pill? Is that?
Yeah.
Where do you find yourself in relation to art and that, the Great Escape?
Yeah. That's an interesting question because I've been forced, as I've moved through various disciplines and iterations of my own expression. So like you asked for a brief bio, which is very difficult for me, but basically like, so I've done music professionally for a number of years. I've done photography professionally. I'm an award-winning photographer. So you've got that nice little title in there. Mm-hmm. I've done public speaking on and off for years. I've done film, as you know, so I've worked on documentaries, features, reality TV, like you name it, commercial, corporate, whatever. I've done some painting, done a lot of acting, like on the other side of the camera, so like acting courses and things like that. Never really, I've been on in some little clips and films and things like that, but I was more behind the camera. But I love taking acting classes because to me those are like personal development classes. Mm-hmm. And in my 20s, really, I discovered like Tony Robbins and a lot of like personal development work.
I'm a big Tony Robbins guy. Yeah, he got his book up there, actually. Yeah. Well, that's a different book, but I've read all his books.
Yeah, yeah, it's
he like, was like the dad I never had, to be honest.
Well, that's a good one to start with.
Yeah.
So I got into all of that stuff early on, and like, you know, Wayne Dyer and I got introduced to yoga pretty early on. So I started to get into, and actually Bill Monroe, the Navy SEAL guy, introduced me to like Miyamoto Musashi, you know. So I was reading the Book of Five Rings at age 15, and I was reading, you know, the Tao of Power. And so I was introduced to these really intense concepts pretty early on.
Yeah.
And I'd always just been interested anyway. I was really interested in, you know, I was grown, steeped in the church early on, always wondering why things didn't quite sit well with me, you know, interpretations and things like that that were kind of like handed to you and you're not supposed to question. And so none of that really sat with me. And then I discovered this kind of Eastern transformative, you know, inner transformation model. And I was like, this sounds really right on. Like, this sounds more aligned with my experience. Mm. And, you know, what I realized after the fact, or I kind of parsed all of that data, was that if you sift through any of these texts, you find that narrative is in there too. You can find it in the Bible. You can find it in the Quran. You can find it in all these different texts. It's just that some versions are more already stripped of the artifice. They're stripped of all the cultural baggage and the historical baggage.
The politics.
Yeah. It's just like they've cleaned that stuff up already. They're just kind of going right to the message. So that thing of, and my own spiritual path was very much of an existential death, right? Which I think is the thing that most people, like people will give up their physical form before they will give up their belief form, their egoic form, right? And we see that manifest in religious extremism, right? Like they will blow their asses up in a crowd full of people before they'll question the story that's telling them to go blow themselves up, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So that was a really punchy thing for me to get my head around. It's like, what is that? And then you start to question, you start to look into the teachers who question the validity of this wellspring of the brain, the mind, as if it is somehow the harbinger of all things true. It's like, well, because I think it, or because some dude said it 1,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago, somehow that makes it more valid, right? Yeah. And it's like you realize, like, oh, the brain is optimized for survival. It's not optimized for truth.
Right.
Right. And the apparatus that we occupy is not capable in any way, shape, or form of really discerning the fullness of the truth of reality. It right. parses reality into small, manageable bites so that it can function in the world and not be killed,
right.
And then eventually procreate. So what are we human? There's a great book from Wendell Berry called What Are Humans For?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of that question. It's like, in the big scope of things, what are we really for? If you take away the religious narrative, what are we doing here? And like, if you want to just play with that idea, well, then it's to procreate, like to keep, keep life going like every other species. Like there's nothing.
Pass the baton.
Yeah. But if you go past that, it's like the next, you know, the super conscious aspect of that is like, it is to awaken to the reality that this is one iteration of a vastly more blended and miraculous interpretation of reality or multiple realities. And I think when we get really stuck in a narrative about ourselves, like, you know, I'm not smart enough, I'm not fit enough, I'm too poor, like whatever those negative things, or even the opposite is true. Like, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And
my dick is too big.
Yeah, what am I going to do with this thing?
Of course. It
keeps, I pass out every time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know how it is. Yeah,
obviously.
All those things are just one more little brick in the wall, to quote Pink Floyd, right?